Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Hello, boys and girls. We want to thank you so much for joining Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, because it must be time for bed. However, the kids on the West Coast, they're not quite ready because they have 3 hours of daylight over us on the East Coast. And we're so happy that moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles and people who just care are going to listen to us, and we are going to help your bedtime be so much easier for you. So I know that some of you are still out there. Come on in. Come on in, boys and girls. Okay, you can't just hop a gun. It's time to come in.
Come on, boys and girls. Come on.
Starfish, you're here with us, and you know how hard it is to get the kids to come in.
It is so, so very hard, especially because it's so warm out.
Especially it is, because it's so exciting when you're so thrilled that school is coming to an end, so everyone is so energized.
Yes, there's so much energy that needs to be let out throughout the day, especially when it's so great. The weather's warm and the kids are playing. You want to stay outside for a long time.
Yes, and the thing, too, Starfish, is when they're energized like that, you have to have a routine. And that's so important. And I know moms and dads out there, they know that we have to be able to do that because we've got to bring them down from all that excitement. So generally, what do we have to do, Starfish, to kind of get them? Because you know how it is, because this is the time that even all the kids go out to the beach, so they're excited when they see fish, and the school fish are already excited where you are in the ocean. What do you do?
Well, it's certainly hard not to want to stay outside all day long. But we have to remember, we have a routine that we need to follow. Even when it comes to summertime, we still need to stay with that routine. Of course, summertime, things can be pushed back just a little bit more.
Yeah, you're right. I think that we have to probably play a bedtime list. So should we do that, Starfish?
Yeah,
so they can start to get... Right, yes, because they need to be able to have that so they can get ready for bed.
Of course. Bedtime list on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story.
At night before you tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I'm clean.
What else could you have missed? Are your PJs on?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Are you in the mindset of getting ready for bedtime? I know you want to be outside, but bedtime really can be a lot of fun.
You are so right. It definitely can be. And do you want to tell the boys and girls anything that the fish do in the ocean during this time of the year when everyone is coming to the beach?
During this time of the year, the fish certainly swim around a lot. We have to not only make sure we have enough food for our family and friends, we have to stay safe. Away from those scary, scary other animals.
Yes, I know the boys and girls are having a good time right now. And they're wondering, what are they going to do for the summer? Because this is going to be the last days of school.
Exactly, boys and girls. It's almost 2 to 3 weeks and counting. I remember when we had boys and girls saying, I have 8 more weeks until school. It's never going to end. But now we only have 2 or 3 weeks. And most of those weeks are consumed at the end of the year. Classes, end-of-the-year celebrations, end-of-the-year programs, and end-of-the-year care. Bonjour. How do you think kids can prepare for those tests?
Our menu has recently changed. Please listen carefully to each prompt before making your selection. To start your show now, press 1.
Since it appears you...
Well, boys and girls, in order to make sure that you are prepared, you need to stay calm. You need to make sure you don't stress. Now, here's some advice that I would give to kids. PBS had a wonderful, wonderful tip, actually terrific tip, on test tube. first of all, when you take your test, you must show up on time, which means you show up early because you don't want that added stress to your day. Number two, you must stay focused and relax. How do I stay focused and relax? Well, yeah. What does that mean? Well, to be focused and relaxed, you just have to lighten up. You have to stay loose and not make, and make sure that you don't clutter your brain, because you are certainly prepared for the test. Number three, make sure you're sitting comfortably and you know how you want to situate yourself, because when you take the test, you're going to be there for a long time. Number four, expect and accept that there's going to be little challenges as you go through the test. So when you approach a hard question, don't get too scared and don't get too fearful, because that's something that you expected and you can get through. Number five, read directions. That is a big thing. First of all, you have to start off, which many people forget, is writing your own name. This is something that you always do. You can definitely sit down and your teacher may have a good great point if you forget it. I have many more tips. What do you think about those first few tips?
I think those are great tips for boys and girls to listen to those, because I know that they're all excited for what are they going to do, because now that routine of going to school was something that they knew every single day, which made them feel really very comfortable. And that just helps them anxiety with not knowing what to do next. This is perfect. That was so great that you did that.
And I have a few more tips for the boys and girls. Pace yourself. This is not a race. Don't look to your right or don't look to your left, because you shouldn't compare yourself to other kids. You are on your own track. You studied by yourself, you prepared by yourself, and you can finish by yourself. So do not rush. And don't get distracted by looking all over and looking at the class and looking at the teacher or looking at your friend, writing the answers very fast. Focus on the stuff that you know best. If you come across a challenge, don't get stressed, and make sure when you come across things you do know that you're comfortable, confident, and answer them with you. Don't think that you need to finish early. Use all the time that you're given. If you're given 60 minutes to exam, take 60 minutes. Even if you finish 40 in 45 minutes, you can take the rest of the time to look cool. Those are my tips. And you're very helpful. We are very excited that CBS was able to give those wonderful, successful tips. CBS Kids.
And I know that they appreciate that, because, you know, Starfish, sometimes it's so hard not to try to race someone. Because if you have your brother or sister, it's real easy to do.
Yes, that we have more ways to base the test. So once we start our story, we'll take a little break and I'll give you some tips on how to ace your test.
Okay. I have a book that I would like to share with the boys and girls. Would you like to hear it, Starfish?
I'm sure. We have a double on Jewel for 10 reasons.
Oh, could you say it again? I think that we're here. Are we hearing double?
Yes. I think we're hearing two on Jewel.
Oh.
great. Well, boys and girls, as you know, we had our bedtime routine, and one of the first things was to make sure you get clean. Rub, rub, rub. Rub a ducky.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rub-a-ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Rubber ducky, come over here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine. I'm awfully fond of rubber ducky. I love a whole pond of rubber ducky. I'm awfully fond of you. Time for bed.
So clean now. Boys and girls, don't you do as well? Well, you are in store for a wonderful, wonderful, fun evening. It's not only going to be fun, but it's going to be knowledgeable. And you're going to be prepared for the next 2 weeks and have full confidence in yourself.
We certainly will.
Yes, Antoine?
They will feel totally confident, especially knowing that things are going to be changing because they're not going to be in school.
I know, and it's a bit scary and sad because you're not going to see your friends for quite some time, but think about this. You are going to get to meet new friends, and you're going to even maybe be able to introduce your new friends to your old friends at the end of the year.
And I have a great book to talk about that called Miss Bidergarten, not Kindergarten, but Bidergarten celebrates the last day of kindergarten. So I know that a lot of you will be able to experience this because you've been in kindergarten, and so this is something that's going to happen to you very shortly. There's going to be all types of mixed emotions because you felt so good in having that routine that you knew what was going to happen all the time. You went to parties, you went to activities, you did activities, so much fun. You even found new friends. And you got a chance to say goodbye to Moni for a few hours of the day. Now that'll be changed because school will be out.
This is certainly true. I'm so excited for the story, Angela.
Oh, here it goes. Ready, boys and girls? I'm excited, too. It is by Joseph Slate, and it was illustrated by Ashley Wolf. And the publisher of this is the Dutton Children's Books. So, boys and girls, we've already brushed our teeth. We're already in bed. We're feeling really good from Rubber Ducky. And I'm thrilled that we are squeaky clean. You've got your favorite PJs on. Now let's get ready. It's the last day of kindergarten. And Adam brings carnations. Christopher says it's for Miss B, a big goodbye balloon. Brenda has perfume. Miss Binder Garden celebrates the last day of kindergarten. Danny scrubs a table. Now, Emily hands back rocks. Franny clears her bin and shouts, "Oh, no, three smelly socks." Miss Binder Garden celebrates the last day of kindergarten. Gwen collects the building blocks. Henry packs them away. Ian hides beneath the desk. I really want to stay. Miss Vindegarden celebrates the last day of kindergarten. Jessie shows off her bathing suit. Lenny says, "That's because you've grown a whole 2 inches. Kiki says, "Mine pinches." Now Maddie sets up a sprinkler. Noah connects the hose. Ophelia tries to take a drink and gets squirt in the nose. Miss Bindergarten celebrates the last day of kindergarten. Patricia passes pizza. Quentin says, "Cheese, please." Raffy pepperoni slices, balances on his knees. Now Miss Bindergarten celebrates the last day of school. Now Sarah signs a memory book. Tommy prints, "Good luck." Ursula tells about their trips to see a fire truck. Vicky hands out prizes. Wanda sounds tremendous. Xavier gets a ribbon for perfect class's attendance. Miss Bindergarten celebrates the last day of kindergarten. 3 cheers for Jessie. 3 cheers for Ophelia. 3 cheers for Yolanda. Yolanda yells, "We love you!" Zach gives a cheer. "Goodbye, kindergarten," says Miss B. "It's been a special year." Now here's a little gift for you, a penny and a kiss. The penny for success to come, the kiss that you'll be missed. Miss Bindergarten says, "Goodbye to kindergarten." She goes back, and guess what? She gets a vacation because she's going to Hawaii. Thank you for a wonderful year, Miss Bindergarten and Coco. What a wonderful story, talking about going to school. When you're at school, it's your last day, and you'll be going back again next year. But it is going to be kind of a mixed feeling that you're going to have, because you're going to be missing all of your friends. So you'll be happy, and at the same time, you'll be sad. But you'll be able to spend all day with Mommy and Daddy and your sisters and brothers. Wow, what are you going to do? Starfish, isn't that something? What are they going to do?
I don't know what they're going to do. I can't wait to hear what they're going to do.
Well, I have this really quick book that a mommy just sent to me because she said that her children aren't quite asleep. Their eyes are still open. They haven't even checked them a little bit. But Grandma is already gone off to sleep. Her glasses are falling on the ground.
Oh, no. I know they're so wide awake. Aren't you? I think we should read them another story.
Right, because you know how important this is. They need their energy.
Exactly. And speaking of energy, that's something you need while taking these end-of-year tests. And I know, as we talked about, we had tips on taking tests. Now, I'm going to tell you how to take them. First of all, I know you guys are a great audience, smart audience, and you know, and you will certainly prepare. Number two, talk to a teacher. If there's something that you don't understand, your teacher is so happy to help. He may even make you a little study guide. Another thing is, another way to ace the test is get everyone involved in the family. You can even make a game out of it. During dinner, after dinner, before dinner, make a game show. Make flashcards. And get everyone involved. Also, we talked about, we have these little kids play outside, and we're trying to call them in. But that's one way to make sure that you get your energy. If you're studying for a long time indoors, you need to take a little break, go outside, enjoy the sunshine. As we said, it's important to make fun flashcards. I always like to put them in different colors. You can even make your own practice test or have your mommy and daddy make a big practice test for you that covers everything that you learned. Boys and girls, you certainly are going to ace it today. And today, parents.com helped us with this amazing tip on how to ace a test. Boys and girls, I'm going to start my story. Now, this one is called I Repeat, Don't Cheat. Are you all ready? Are you settled? Do you have your teeth?
I am so ready because this will help relax all the boys and girls out there for getting ready for next year and even ending this year. I'm ready.
Exactly. All right, boys and girls. All right, Anjula. Here we go. I Repeat, Don't Cheat by Marjorie Keeler. It's illustrated by author Howard.
If you see me speak without words,
our publisher
that I am speaking
for young women. Jessica was a real worrier. She worried about a lot. She worried about falling off her bike and seeing aliens in the backyard and getting bit by a spider and remembering to see people. But at school, Jessica had a new worry. Her best friend, Lizzie. Lizzie had started copying Jessica's spelling words when Mr. Martin gave a test. The teacher had explained that was not allowed. I repeat, don't cheat, she had told the class. Jessica wondered if she'd tell Mr. Martin But if she tattled on Lizzie, then Lizzie wouldn't be her friend anymore. So Jessica decided not to. During recess, Jessica had a new worry. When she tagged Lizzie, Lizzie refused to be in. "You didn't tag me," she said. "Did too," said Jessica. "Did not," said Lizzie. Jessica knew she had tagged her friend. "I saw Jessica tag you too," said Shiraz. "You're it, Lizzie. I don't want to play anymore," said Lizzie, and she sat down on the grass. Mrs. Hicks, the playground aide, came over. "Oh, you all right?" Jessica said, "Tag me," said Lizzie. "But she's lying." "That's not true," said Gerard. "I saw her do it." "Are you sure you tagged Lizzie?" Jessica was confused. If she told Mrs. Hicks the truth, then Lizzie would be mad at her. If Jessica didn't tell the truth, then she would be lying. Her worries felt like ants crawling in her stomach. "Maybe I thought I did, but I really didn't." On Saturday, Lizzie asked Jessica for a waiter. Jessica wasn't sure she wanted to go, but Lizzie said her mom would take them all out for pizza. So Jessica said yes. After pizza, the two girls sat in Lizzie's room and drew pictures. "You're really good at art." "I like to draw." Lizzie went and got her workbook. "Could you help me with this?" "My keyword poem?" Yes. Jessica decided this was okay. Mr. Martin always let the kids help one another, except during tests. "You could write about a tree," said Jessica. "That's boring," said Lizzie. "How about a tarantula?" "Too hard," said Jessica. "How about a towel?" said Lizzie. "Perfect," said Jessica. "What word describes a toe?" "Warm," said Lizzie. "Gross," said Jessica. "How about wiggly?" "Okay," said Lizzie. "My toes are very wiggly." "Anything else?" said Jessica. "Maybe later," said Lizzie. And she picked up a marker. "Let's draw some more. I think some of other toe words. I can think of some other toe words," said Jessica. So while Lizzie drew, Jessica finished the poem. She wrote the words down in Lizzie's workbook. "Toe, wiggly, pink, like a rose, small, like a nose, curly, soft." The next day, Mr. Martin asked the class to share their poem. Lizzie read Jessica's toe poem out loud. "Great job," said Mr. Martin. Then he looked at Lizzie's workbook. "And your writing looks so nice and neat. Today, too. I'm very happy for your progress." Jessica knew she should be happy for her friend, too, but she felt miserable. "That's really my poem that Mr. Martin liked," she thought. "But Lizzie didn't tell him that I helped." Jessica wanted to say something, but she wasn't sure she should. So she sat in her chair and spoke. When Mr. Martin asked Jessica to read her poem out loud, he wished she could disappear. Her poem wasn't very good. It was about a tree, and it was only 2 lines long. "It's not finished," said Jessica. But what she really wanted to say was, "Lizzie already read my poem, and the toe poem that you liked so much." That night, Jessica couldn't sleep. She tossed and turned. Should she say something to Mr. Martin? Should she say something to Lizzie? Should she say something to Mom and Dad? At breakfast, Jessica didn't feel like eating. She was too busy worrying about Lizzie. "Do you feel all right, honey?" asked Mom. "Please pass the orange juice," said Tom. Where are my gym shorts, said Laura. Where are my socks, said Dad. Do veterans ever cheat? Asked Jessica. What? Said Mom. Justin, just for her to bus outside, she grabbed her lunch and math money and ran out the door. In class, Mr. Martin asked the class to count their points. Lizzie whispered to Jessica, can you give me some affairs? This time, Jessica didn't feel like helping Lizzie. No, she said, you'll have to borrow someone from someone else. Quickly, Lizzie stuck her hand into Jessica's letter jacket. Stop that, said Jessica. Mr. Martin rushed over. What? Struggle? Yes. Lizzie took some of my money, said Jessica. And that poem about the toe is my poem, not Lizzie's. Lizzie's face turned as red as a geranium. Lizzie, said Mr. Martin, did you take Jessica's money without asking? No, said Lizzie. I mean, yeah, I did. Because Jessica wouldn't share. But if you had asked nicely, I'm sure she would have shared. I did ask nicely, but she just got mad. Jessica couldn't believe her ears. Now she's really mad. Words gushed out of her like lava. Lizzie asked me to help her with her poem, but I ended up writing the whole thing. And she copied my spelling words, and that's enough. It looks as if Lizzie has made some poor choices. I think you need to take and think about what you have done. And Jessica, it was nice of you to help your friend, but there's a difference between helping and doing. Jessica sighed. She looked down at her own poem. Then she wrote, tall like a giraffe, pointy like a pencil, leaves clasped in the wind. She drew a tree above the words. It wasn't a nice tree as Lizzie would have drawn, but it was good enough. Great job, said Mr. Martin. He tacked Jessica's work on the bulletin board. The next day, Lizzie told Mr. Martin, I don't need to sit at the thinking desk anymore. I'm going to do my own work from now on. Lizzie walked over to Jessica. I'm sorry for all the things I did that made you mad. I made you a present. Lizzie had drawn a picture of her and Jessica. Scribbled on top for words, best friends forever. Jessica gave Lizzie a hug. You're still my best friend, she said. And you're a great artist. You'll still be my best friend, too, Jessica. And you're a great poet. Best friends forever. The end.
That is really good, and especially for her friend to finally tell her that she is her best friend forever. I think she got a little jealous, don't you think?
Yes, and it's also important that Jessica understand what Mr. Martin said, the difference between doing and helping.
Right, and I think, boys and girls, you get a chance to find that out with your mommy and your daddy when you're supposed to be doing something and they ask you to help them. And we will find that out when we're not going to school because we'll be home a lot more.
Exactly.
And they may have their sister or brother there too, or maybe even the dog or the cat. So it's real important that you're there to help each other.
It certainly is.
So boys and girls, I know some of you are going to be having tests and you've got to prepare. And I know some of you are going to have to turn in work because it's so special. And I know some of you have probably even drawn some pictures of your mommy and daddy and sister and brother, and you're going to give it to your mom for a big surprise, and she'll probably put it in a picture frame. Because
yes.
It's the last day, Starfish, and you know you're going to have lots of things to carry back to the house. Right, Starfish?
Oh, yes. You are certainly going to have lots of things. So make sure you bring a big bag. All your crafts from the year, all your homework and assignments. It's a great day, a sad day, but a great day to look forward to the next year. You're growing, boys and girls. You're growing.
I know. Can you remember that the first day they went to school, they didn't even want to go, and they were holding tight to mommy. Now they go on their own. So you're right. They are growing. And I don't think that some of the boys and girls are finished yet. They're still wide awake. So, Starfish, what do we have to do? Read another story.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love stories. I'm ready, Aunt Jewel.
Okay. Well, we know, boys and girls, that there's two stories that we have left, and we'll talk about those. We'll review them so that you can be able to read these at home with your mommy and daddy, because you're going to have a lot of time, and you might even read this to your sister or brother, or at least show the pictures. But let's get to the last day. Hooray! Now, this is written by Nancy Podiard. I know some of you are already excited because you're going to have a party for school. Now, this book was published by Holiday House. So here we go. It was almost summer, and that's what's happening now. And all over town, everyone was counting the days. 4, 3, 2, 1 day left, squeaked Ivy and Leah. Miss Willard thought today would never come. 4, 3, 2, 1. Everyone's counting down the days. The principal at the brick building on the hill, Mr. Masters, checked his list. 1 day left to get things done. Mr. Handy whistled. One more day to wipe footprints and spills. Miss Bell stuck flags in the cupcakes. Leah, Tyrone, Jody, Ryan, Ivy, she knew their names by heart. On the steps, Ivy pointed. Mr. Master, is the loft in film? Eric, hat, said Tyrone. Jolene's umbrella, yelled Sophie. My nap set, Ivy giggled. Henry had a surprise for Miss Bell. I love surprises, said Leah. I hate surprises, and goodbye, said Ivy. Now Tyrone had a goodbye card from all of them. Sign this, he whispered to Leah. We can write to each other, Ivy said. Miss Bell took down their pictures. We can talk on the phone, said Leah. Cleaning time, said Miss Bell. Leah pushed the broom. Ivy held the dustpan. Sharon sprayed the cleaner. Tom wiped the tables. Mr. Master, collect the kickballs. Miss Bell, stack the books. Mr. Handy, empty the trash. Ryan and Christy would take home the fish. Goodbye, fishies, said Jolene. She cleaned the tank with soap. Warm bubbles drifted and floated like summer daydreams. Ivy under the sprinkler daydream. Mr. Handy at the ball game daydream. Miss Bell breakfast in bed daydream. Mr. Master's vegetable gardens daydream. Miss Willer blue bicycle daydream. Leah reading with her grandpa daydream. Ivy playing school daydream. They cleaned and dreamed till recess when Tyrone yell, "Has everyone signed a card?" Leah couldn't wait to hang the paper chain. Ivy couldn't wait to give the cake to Miss Bell. And after recess, their room was bare. It smelled of cleaner. No books on the shelf. No alphabet letters on the wall. No kickball by the door. Tyrone shouted, "Too quiet." Ivy sighed, "Too empty." Leah whispered, "Time to decorate." Now, Ivy loved making their room beautiful once more. "Much better," declared Leah. "Hide," hollered Tyrone. "Here she comes." "Surprise! Thanks for teaching us," Ivy was writing on the board. "Dear everybody, see you next fall. Love, Ivy." "Why?" "Because it's the last day. Hooray! The school year is done. Everyone's smarter. 4, 3, 2, 1. The end.
Wow. Everyone certainly was smarter.
I know, and they were counting down the days for when it was going to be over. So that was kind of bittersweet because you're kind of happy that you're going to have a lot of fun because you're having parties and you're telling your friends goodbye, but you're also kind of sad because you're not going to see them for a while. But I think they're cheering, and I think that there's probably some other boys and girls that cheer too. I wonder if the boys and girls in California cheered. I wonder how they would sound. They were cheering too. So, boys and girls, are you getting sleepy? Are your eyes getting...
I see some of the boys and girls dozing off. I know.
You are so right. I wonder what some of the boys and girls are doing just to let us know that they're getting ready to sleep. Some of them are even yawning. Starfish, did you know that?
Oh, yes, I do. And boys and girls, before you doze off, let's listen to a song that's in light of end of the school. School is out.
Ooh, I'd love to hear that.
I know you're so tired, but this will help your loved dreams. Dreaming about the last day. School is out by Amica.
Down the car and door, locking all cleaned out. Boop, that's on the shelf. See you later.
I think the boys and girls are getting ready for school being out.
Oh, yes, I think so, too.
And we still have some boys and girls who still don't want to go to sleep. But starfish, that's just like the pigeon. And you remember we've been reading books about the pigeon. He doesn't want to go to sleep either. He wants to stay up late.
Yes, he does. But it's important to have your rest.
It is very important to have your rest. So I'm going to play the song. Or not even play the song right now, but I think that the boys and girls need to hear about the pigeon. Because the pigeon wants to stay up, and that's just like the boys and girls. So, Starfish, why don't we listen to this pigeon who doesn't want to go to bed? Just like you, boys and girls.
Let's listen to him.
Because you know this is going to be a very important week because a lot of the boys and girls out there, our bedtime friends, need that energy because this is going to be their last week of school. And they need all that rest because there's so many things that they're going to be doing this week. And mommies and daddies have to get ready for their wonderful little kids coming back and staying home all day. Here we go. Now, this is called Don't Let the Pigeon Stay Up Late. Now, the words and pictures are by Mo Williams. Now, this is a Scholastic book, so you know it's going to be funny. Don't let the pigeon stay up late. Oh, good. It's you. Listen, it's getting late and I need to brush my teeth. Can you do me a favor? Don't let the pigeon stay up late. Thanks. First of all, I'm not even tired. In fact, I'm in the mood for a hot dog party. What do you say? No. I hear there's a good show about birds on TV tonight. Should be very educational. How about 5 more minutes? Does that sound familiar, boys and girls? Come on, what's 5 minutes in the grand scheme of things? What? What? I'm not tired. You know, we never get to talk anymore, Mommy or Daddy. Tell me about your day. Oh, I've got a great idea. We could count the stars. Can I have a glass of water? Studies show that pigeons hardly need any sleep at all. It's the middle of the day in China. I'll go to bed early tomorrow night instead. Hey, hey, ho, ho, this here pigeon just won't go. Please, please, please. My bunny wants to stay up, too. You can't say no to a bunny, can you? Okay, that was not a yawn. I was just stretching. I'm yawned 110%. Awake. You haven't heard the yawn last of me. Sigh. great work. Thanks. Good night. Good night. They're getting ready to fall asleep, and they don't want to admit it, Starfish.
I know, they don't.
But usually this is like the most favorite time of the day for a lot of people when they fall asleep. And we always want to share with them that song by Corinne, because she tells how wonderful we feel when we fall asleep.
Yes, it would be great if you could play that for us, aren't you?
Okay. It's Just Like a Star by Corinne Daly-Ray. And thank you so much for joining us, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, the last day. And we want to thank you because we want to freeze this moment because it is the last day of school. So things will definitely be changing.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. All to love you. But I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone. Do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe.
He looks so innocent. That's the look. Good night.
Yes, dear Jake. Yes, Aunt Jewel. Have a good night. Have a good night, boys and girls. Get a head start for tomorrow's day.
We did it once again, and we knew they didn't even want to go to sleep. Oops, we did it. Good night. And boys and girls, have a great time at your last day of school parties. You'll have a new beginning in starting out next year, but this time you will not be afraid because you've already learned so much.
I will. just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart. Just like oil on my hands.
And that was brought to you by Miss Beinergarten, celebrates the last day of kindergarten, and Last Day Hooray by Nancy Podar, and Don't Let the Pigeons Stay Up Late. So,
and Don't Cheat, I Repeat by Marjorie Keeler.
So you can look for these books where, Starfish?
You can go to Austria's. Email Austral's Bedtime Stories at gmail.com or follow us on Twitter on Jules Bedtime Stories, and also follow us on Facebook on Jules Bedtime Stories.
And they can also.
Everyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. And they can also go to their community library to read each day. As a family tradition, bedtime stories at the community library. You can have all of these books that we mention. Good night.
Have a good night, everyone.